The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is a question. Why does Allah test us? Today, Wednesday, is the 12th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verse 28 of chapter and fall.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم.
And know that your properties and your children are but a trial, and that Allah has with Him a great reward.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Intensive love for wealth and children is the pivot of a lot of evil actions. It is the origin of many unlawful transactions, lies, monopolies, short waits, lack of payment of the alms tax to avoid giving homes 1/5 levy, and poor rates, greeds, hindering others' efforts, false oath, wasting the people's rights and the like of them. Also, wealth and children can be two fascinating traps on the way of human beings, to which the Quran has repeatedly warned in different ways.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
The question, why does Allah test us? The tests of Allah are different from different individuals, custom made according to their particular strength and weaknesses. The things which seem like a trial to me may not even bother you a bit, and vice versa. Therefore, we must not look at someone depressed over something that seemed trivial to us and say, look what a weak person she is or he is. It may be just that his or her strengths are different than yours. Allah tests some people with poverty, others with emotional distress, others with illness, and yet others with prosperity and fame. How come prosperity is a test? When things are going well, we tend to forget about Allah and the hereafter and death. And as a result, we may lose the most precious thing, Iman.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. The question of the day that we are going to talk about is about the divine test and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people and tests us. So, and let's suppose that there was no divine test. If there was no divine test, these talents, this godly given gifts would not flourish, and the fruits of actions will not appear on the branches of the tree of human existence. And this is the philosophy of divine test in an Islamic logic. But we have to understand that these kind of tests are universal, since the system of life in the universe is the system of evolution and breeding. And all living beings follow the path of evolution. Even trees express their hidden talents with fruit. All people, from prophets to others, should be tested accordingly and should be tested according to this general law to develop their talents. Although the divine tests are difficult, some are really difficult and hard, some at the same time are easy, and the results are also different, because difficult tests might have different results from what the easy tests have. But in any case, the test is for everyone, and they are all quite universal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book Al-Quran refers to the general test of humans and says, do people think that they will be released without an exam? No, never. But everyone must be tested through an exam. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran. Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
From the reasons why we are tested, this is one of the most important items. Tests bring out the best and worst of us. Tests are the means by which Allah distinguishes between us because they bring out the best or worst in us. How we help to expose faith and lack of faith. Allah states in the Quran, do the people think that they will be left to say, we believe and they will not be tried? But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful. And he will surely make evident those who are false. Chapter 29, verses 2 and 3.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا الْهَادِي الْوَدُودِ فَضْلُهُ مِلْءُ الْوُجُودِ عَفْوُهُ خَيْرٌ وَجُودٌ فَارْتَجِي دَوْمًا رِضًا.
And now, how we face trials with a positive heart. One way is dealing with our guilt. What does it mean? If the guilt of a sin is killing you on the inside and you are overwhelmed by the feeling that you are being punished for your sins, then know that Allah's mercy is greater. He mentions constantly in the Holy Quran, for example, in chapter 7, verse 153, but those who committed misdeeds and then repented after them and believed, indeed your Lord therefore is forgiving and merciful. So we should continuously repent to Allah so that he wards off the punishment for our sins. Also the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, have taqwa or fear of God wherever you may be and follow up a bad deed with a good deed which will wipe it out. And behave well towards the people. Make a habit of following up a bad deed with a good deed. Inshallah.
أمير المؤمنين هو مولى الموحدين الإمام علي بن أبي طالب states, he says, لكل شيء آفة. Everything has this notion of آفة. Everything. وآفة العلم النسيان. And the afah of knowledge is forgetfulness. وَآفَةُ الْعِبَادَةِ الْرِيَاءِ And the bane of ibadah, الْرِيَاءِ To show off. So therefore we're also tested while we do ibadah. It's not in their means, it's not in their hands, it's not in their genes. They have to truly strive and work hard to be generous. And some people, it's within them. Generosity. It's part of them. They are inseparable from generosity. Even they are tested. Even they'll face a difficulty. What is their afa? وَآفَةُ الْجُودِ الْإِسْرَافِ It is being extravagant. Extravagance. There's a fine line. Generosity is loved. Israf is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآفَةُ اللُّبِّ الْعُجْبِ. Those who are given prudence, those who are brilliant and smart people, are they tested? What is it that makes them fail? Sometimes you find someone that's so smart, Allah has given them prudence, and suddenly they fail. Why is it that they fail? They failed because that prudence comes with a test. Where is the test? Self-infatuation. I'm given so much prudence. I'm so much smarter than others. I'm in love with myself. As soon as they feel that way, this is when their demise begins. وَآفَةُ الْحَيَاءَ الضَّعْفِ. Modesty is something very beautiful. Everybody loves to be modest, to have that modest characteristic. But it also comes with a test. It also comes with a bane. What is it? الضعف. People remain weak. Shy ones are always weak. They remain weak, but yet they have modesty. وَآفَةُ النَّجَابَةِ الْكِبْرِ. He says, and the afah, and being born into a noble family, in a noble clan, having a powerful family name, where does its test lie? He says it comes with arrogance. You find that Allah has blessed this person with being born into a family of a beautiful status, of a great status, a family of power. But yet he's tested with arrogance. If he were to take that arrogance, then the blessing goes away.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this topic, why does Allah test us, on the next episode, tomorrow. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
There's nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer, I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Everyone, today on the eve of the martyrdom anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, let us present you an excellent statement on social justice by this most noble lady. Completion of weights and measures is a cause for preventing the neglect of others' rights.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the yardstick of good and evil, or the measure of good and evil might be a better translation of the word me'yar here. Standard of good and evil. How can we assess whether something is good or evil, right? Is it because we do not like it that we characterize it as evil, or is it because it's really evil, right? Is it because we are fond of something that we call it good, or should we call something good because religion has told us to be that it is good? We have a couple of verses in the Holy Quran that allude to this topic. One of the verses is about jihad. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: warfare has been prescribed for you, though it is repulsive to you. You know, jihad or warfare, defending one's nation, defending one's family, these kind of things. These have been prescribed for you, have been ordained for you. But some people don't like it. Then God says, yet it may be that you dislike something while it is good for you. And it may be that you love something while it is bad for you. And Allah knows and you do not know. Therefore, in this verse, God kind of clearly states that, you know, some things being good and some things being evil, it doesn't depend on what you like or what you don't like. This is kind of interesting, kind of tied up to a theory in ethics, which is a branch of philosophy, and this theory says that in their explanation of good and evil, some people say that some experts in ethics they have a theory where they say that good and evil these are concepts that express the personal tastes of individuals, right? When I say that, for example, when we say that, when you say that this is a good shirt, what does it mean? I like this shirt, right? So these philosophers, they say that in the same way, when we say that lying is bad, it's actually an expression of our feelings and our opinions about lying. When I say that lying is bad, it means that I don't like lying. I'm not fond of it, right? So they interpret these concepts in this way. But we as Muslims who follow the Quran and the Hadith, we know that this is wrong, right? We consider good and bad to be objective, not subjective in this sense. And this is what we also gather from the Holy Quran, like the verses such as this. In another verse we read, man prays for evil as avidly as he prays for good, and man is over hasty. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, that good whose end consequence is the fire is not good, and that hardship whose end consequence is paradise is not bad. Every bliss other than paradise is inferior, and every calamity other than the fire itself is a comfort. Right? So, you know, if something we think is good, but we end up going to hell for it, well, that thing is not good. And also, if something we think is bad, but we end up going to heaven for it, well, it's not bad. It's something good. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the measure of good and evil in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we have some of the students of Sevier International School in holy city of Qom, and I really welcome them all. Salam alaikum, brother Hassan Nasrullah. How are you?
Salam, salam, are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Ali Nasir.
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. How are you,
alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Fawad Haider.
Fine, sir, how are you?
Okay, that's good. I'm good, alhamdulillah. And Hussein Rahullah.
Fine, sir, how are you?
Everything is all right?
Yes.
Okay, so I really welcome you all. So today, inshallah, in this session, we will be working on ayah number 133 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, please make sure you have your Quran. Turn to page 20, ayah 133 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So everyone, let's once listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Am kuntum shuhadaa idh hadara Ya'qub al-maut idh qala li banihi ma ta'budun min ba'di qalu na'budu ilahaka wa ilaha abaika Ibrahim wa Isma'il wa Ishaq ilahan wahidan wa nahnu lahu muslimun.
That was great, that was great. Now I will be reciting. Make sure Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, Fawad, and all our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please practice, okay? Then inshallah we'll go to Tajweed rules and we'll practice with Tajweed rules as well.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت؟
أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت؟
إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي؟
إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي؟
ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك.
ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك
وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا.
وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا.
ونحن له مسلمون.
ونحن له مسلمون.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت؟ Were you witnessing, alright? Were you witnesses, okay? That when death approached Prophet Yaqub عليه السلام, إذ قال لبنيه, when Prophet Yaqub عليه السلام said to his children, ما تعبدون من بعدي؟ What will you worship after me? Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, when he was about to pass away, so he asked his children, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ? Who or what will you worship after me? So when Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam was there and his children, so of course they were praying, they were worshiping Allah Almighty, okay? Because they were the children of Prophet Yaqub. So, Prophet Yaqub asked them this question. Then they said, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ وَإِلَٰهَ آبَائِكَ. Huh? We will worship your Lord and the Lord, okay, and the Lord of, or the God of our, آبَائِكَ, the God of your fathers. Mm-hmm. Who are the fathers of Prophet Yaqub? Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq. Okay? And ilaha wahida wa nahnu lahu muslimun. Okay, the one God. Okay, one God. And wa nahnu lahu muslimun. And to him do we submit. Okay, we believe. Okay, so guys, one thing, there are many good points here. Two things. The first thing, that all these prophets, about 27, the names of 27 of our prophets have been mentioned in the Quran. Okay, 27 of them, I think. And so, all these prophets, it says, إِلَهَ wahida, Prophet Yaqub, Prophet Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, and the rest of the prophets, all of them. إِلَهَ wahida, they were worshipping one God.
One God, yeah.
So, someone should not believe that, oh, Prophet Yaqub had another religion. Prophet Ibrahim had another religion. Prophet Musa had another religion. Prophet Isa had another religion. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had another religion. No. They were the same. Only based on the needs of the people of the time, based on the needs of their nations, okay? Allah Almighty had given them, like, their needs, okay? Had taught him, the prophet, okay, and had given him the
things that the people needed. Yes? So, if Quran, now Quran is the most complete book, okay? And it can answer any needs of our daily life in here and hereafter, okay? It can answer. So this is the last book. And at the time of Prophet Isa and Prophet Musa, the books that they had, they were enough for that nation. And the Torah, if we had the Torah nowadays, it wouldn't be enough for our needs. Because Torah couldn't answer. Because Torah was sent based on the needs of Prophet Musa alayhi salam's nation. Now Quran is based on the needs of people of this time, present time, okay? And it will be till the end, till the day of judgment, it will answer.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
So guys, let's go for the Tajweed rules. I told you in the previous sessions as well that for more information, because we don't have much time, please refer to the Tafasir book. All right, Fawad?
Yes.
Now let's go for the Tajweed rules. Am kuntum shuhada? Shuhada. Kuntum nun sakin plus ta. Ikhfa. It's very easy. Ikhfa, right? Am kuntum shuhada? Shuhada. We have a mad letter.
Yes.
Alif mad. And we have a hamza here. Are they both in the same word?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The word shuhada. So, if both are in the same word, the mad will be?
Wajib.
Muttasil. Muttasil is because they are in the same word.
Wajib
it is. So, you gotta pronounce it. You gotta stretch the sound for six counts.
Six counts.
أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ Right? شُهَدَاءَ Six counts. إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ Sometimes the letter ذَال, ضَاد, ظَا, زَا When they come in a row, so they are making like a difficulty for you, yeah? Giving you some hard time to pronounce them. So, إِذْ حَضَرَ Look. It's very a little bit difficult to change the articulation point. So you got to be very careful, okay? إِذْ حَضَارَ Change it, okay? Quickly. إِذْ حَضَارَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ So. Here, حَضَارَ ضَارَ Two heavy letters. Again, it's making it difficult. إِذْ حَضَارَ It is difficult, but make sure you do it, okay? Practice it. إِذْ حَضَارَ Fawad, recite it. إِذْ حَضَارَ Everyone, all of you. إِذْ حَضَارَ
إِذْ حَضَارَ
أحسنتم, mashallah, okay? يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ إِذْ قَالَ Here, it's
heavy letter.
Heavy letter, yes?
Yeah.
You gotta make sure. لِبَنِيهِ ما تعبدون من بعدي The letter that Fawad has a lot to do with, okay? عين Fawad, is it done? Have you fixed it or no? Read it, let's see.
من بعدي
ما تعبدون من بعدي Read together, all of them.
ما تعبدون من بعدي
Okay. If anyone is having a difficulty with the letter عين Okay, if you need to practice, go to Surah Al-Kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ Practice that surah well.
Yes.
It has a lot of عين. Okay.
Yes. Full of.
لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ Okay.
Yes.
Many عين. So practice that. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن بَعْدِ نُون ساكن plus ba.
إقلاب.
إقلاب. Change the noon sound to a kind of half meme sound. مِن بَعْدِ And also a nasal sound. قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ This is as well, آباء, mad wajib, six counts.
Yes.
Stretch it. إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا ilaha wahida. If you stop wahida, so merge ilahan to waw, ilaha wahidan. If you stop wahida, but if you continue, you have to continue wahidan. Sorry, wahidaw, it changes to wahidaw, right? Again, merge it.
Yes.
Yarmalun. So, idgham here, both idgham. Wa nahnu lahu muslimun. Simple and easy, alhamdulillah. Did you learn the tajweed rules in this ayah?
Yes.
Hassan?
Yes.
Okay. We have to tell you, brothers and sisters, please stay with us every time, okay, every night on IRIB English Radio. So, thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools for cooperating with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. No questions. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
هيهات مع ذلك الظن بك ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبغ لما عملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, you know we have reached this excerpt of this divine supplication of Kumail. Hayat ma dhalika dhannu bik wa lal ma'rufu min fadlik. Far be it from you, that is not what is expected of you, nor what is well known of your bounty. Wa la mushbihun lima 'amalta bihi al-muwahhidin min birrika wa ihsanik. Nor is it similar to the goodness and kindness you have shown to those who have professed your oneness and your unity. In the previous episodes, brothers and sisters, we concluded that based on the different verses of the Holy Quran, there is nothing more valuable than Allah's mercy in this universe. Now, the source of this mercy in this world and the hereafter are the Ahlul Bayt, referred to by Imam Hadi alayhi salam in Ziyara Jami'a Kabir. And the embodiment of Muwahideen mentioned in this part of the supplication is the Ahlul Bayt. This part says, nor is it similar to the goodness and kindness you have shown to those who profess your oneness. Min fadlik, birrik, ihsanik. These words, I mean, these blessings of the Almighty Allah is for the ones who have professed to the unity and monotheism. So, if anyone wants to reach this kind of blessing, this goodness and kindness, this bounty of the Almighty Allah, this being immune from his punishment, he must adhere to the Ahlul Bayt. The Holy Prophet's recommendation about the Ahlul Bayt during 23 years of his mission was that it is impossible to understand the Holy Quran without them. Zayd ibn Arqam, one of those trustworthy Sunni narrators, is reported to have said, قَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَوْمًا. One day, Allah's messenger stopped at Qadir Khum, a place between Mecca and Medina, and delivered a sermon. فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ وَوَعَذَى وَذَكَّرُ. After praising Allah, he said, أَمَّا بَعْد أَلَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ فَإِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ يُوشَكْ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ رَسُولُ رَبِّي فَأُجِيبُ. I am a human who will pass away soon. وَأَنَا تَارِكٌ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ. So I'm leaving two worthy things behind. أَوَّلُهُمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The first one is the Book of Allah. فِيهِ الْهُدَى وَالنُّورِ. It encompasses guidance and light. ثُمَّ قَالَ. Then he said, وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِ. And then my Ahlul Bayt. And he said three times, I remind you of Allah in relation to my Ahlul Bayt. So, the Ahlul Bayt, as mentioned by the Holy Quran and different traditions, are the sources of mercy.
And how can the gods of hell threaten him when he calls out to you, my Lord? And how would you abandon him therein when he has faith in your grace to set him free? Alas, that is not the concept of you, nor has your grace such a reputation, nor does it resemble that which you have awarded by your kindness and generosity. To those who believe in your unity, I definitely conclude that had you not ordained punishment for those who disbelieved in you, and had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So we understood anyone who resorts to the Ahlul Bayt by getting to know them and their knowledge, by loving them, by obeying them, is the one who will enjoy Allah's mercy and favor mentioned in this part of the supplication. وَلَا مُشْبِهٌ لِمَا عَامَلْتَ بِهِ الْمُوَحِّدِينَ مِنْ بِرِّكَ وَإِحْسَانِكَ. This kind of punishment is not what we have seen. It is not similar to the goodness and kindness you show to the ones who profess your unity. This means, this is the custom of the Almighty Allah to show his blessings and goodness and kindness to the ones professing his oneness. The one who follows them will enjoy Allah's mercy during the lifetime, even in the duration between his death and the resurrection and the judgment day. In this relation, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, إِنَّمَا أَحَدُكُمْ حِينَ يَبْلُغُ نَفْسَهُ هَاهُنَا يَنْزِلُ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. When the breath of one of you comes to his throat, the angel of death comes down on him, saying, أَمَّا مَا كُنْتَ تَرْجُو فَقَدْ أُعْتِيتَهُ وَأَمَّا مَا كُنْتَ تَخَافُهُ فَقَدْ أَمِنْتَ مِنْهُ. You were granted what you longed for, and you were given safety for what you were afraid of. وَيُفْتَحْ لَهُ بَابٌ إِلَى مَنْزِلِهِ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Then a gate of paradise is opened to his house, and he is said, وَيُقَالْ لَهُ أُنْظُرْ إِلَى مَسْكَنِكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَأُنْظُرْ هَذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَعَلِي وَالْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنُ رُفَقَاؤُكَ. Behold, these are Allah's messenger, Ali, Hassan, Hussein, and your friends. وَهُوَ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And these are the words of Allah. They shall have good news in this world's life and in the hereafter. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Stand here so unafraid of everything around me, proudly I would say I am a Muslim. If you ask her why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid. Well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javed.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Topic that we are going to delve into today or in the upcoming episodes probably is Nazr, and that's what we are going to do according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we continue our program, let's take a listen to a short biography.
Bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching Makassas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid, according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij.